Welcome to the pre-recorded portion of Tech Talk, where I'm going to put Windows Vista speech recognition through its paces in a variety of circumstances so that you kind of get an idea of both how to use this program and how it works with different access technology. I'm going to start out by talking to you about who can benefit from this sort of a program, and in that sense, I'm going to perhaps paint a little bit more negative picture than maybe the reality, but I'd rather do that than be too rosy about it, even though I'm really enjoying using it. And then we're going to talk about the different technology options you have for accessing Windows Vista speech recognition. And finally, we'll get into really demonstrating it in different circumstances. Speech recognition comes with all versions of Vista. Doesn't cost anything extra. And so it doesn't matter if you have the lowest version or up to Windows Vista Ultimate, you've got speech recognition as a built-in feature. It amazes me that this feature hasn't been more highly promoted by Microsoft because it's actually very good. My experience has been that I used Dragon Naturally Speaking version 8. I have not used version 9. In my experience, speech recognition from Vista is about as effective. My use has been about as frustrating as it was using Dragon Naturally Speaking version 8, which means that sometimes it just works phenomenally and I just love it, and other times I wonder how it came up with these dictation results that I'm getting. So I have heard, and David Pogue, journalist for the New York Times that a lot of us read on a weekly basis perhaps, who uses Dragon Naturally Speaking primarily, but also put Windows Vista speech recognition to the test a while back, he says that Dragon Naturally Speaking version 9 is better, and I suspect it probably is. It's certainly more powerful, and we'll talk a little about some of the things you can do with it. Those are the two primary speech recognition options for Windows, and there is now one for the Mac that I'm not really too familiar with. So, all right, who ought to be able to use Windows Vista speech recognition? Of course, the big desirable thing, everybody wants to be able to talk to their computer and not have to type. And I have to say, I'm loving that. I'm perfectly capable of typing. I don't have a particular limitation. I type actually pretty well. But combination of age and laziness and probably a bad ergonomic situation here with my laptop, I'm finding I don't really enjoy typing very much. Sometimes, whether it be circulation or keeping the house cool for energy conservation, my hands are cold. I just as soon not type. And what I find in my particular case, for whatever combination of reasons, however valid or not valid, if I have something long to write, I'd much rather dictate it. Now, the time results, how long it takes me to correct it, I'm not sure that the results are equal. However, in my case, I wasn't usually proofreading anything I typed because I could tell when I made most mistakes and I was being lazy and letting the other ones through. In the case, and I'm going to explain to you why this came to pass in a minute, with speech recognition, I have no choice. I have to proofread, which makes for better results. So it may take me longer, but I suspect the results are a good deal better. Now, the two things I would say to people who are contemplating adopting this technology, and obviously if you have serious physical reasons not to type, or that you can't type and don't want to or can't learn, then this is a really good alternative. However, in order for it to succeed, to the extent that you can do two things. First, you have to be able to organize your thoughts and separate out when you're just hemming and hawing and thinking versus when you're actually dictating. The more you can dictate and be organized, the better off you're going to be, the less correcting you're going to have to do. Much more critical than that, you need to be able to proofread. Let me tell you a little story that could have ended in a disaster, and I was just fortunate that because of the person I was dealing with, it didn't. I was applying for a contract position with a court system in the area, and the gentleman asked me a legitimate question of, you know, how are you going to do this as a blind person? And in this case, it was a legitimate question, I felt, so I was answering that question. And as part of my answer, I dictated the sentence, "I will hire drivers and readers." No problem. Read it back with speech. Perfect. Not a problem. Sent the letter off. Next day, my reader looked at the letter because I was showing it to her, and she let it be known that it wasn't okay. The sentence was dictated, I will, H-I-G-H-E-R, drivers and readers. This isn't grammatically even possible, but this sort of thing does occur. It used to occur with Dragon Naturally Speaking version 8. It occurs with Windows Vista speech recognition. There is no earthly way, unless you are spelling things out letter for letter, that you're going to pick that up with speech, because there's no distinction made there. So you need to either have Braille access or good access to cited proofreading help, or the willingness to go through things character by character, because you cannot, in my opinion, count on speech output to catch your errors. So that could have been a disaster. It wasn't. There have been other errors that have come along that there was no way I was going to catch by simply listening to the text, even though I'm an extremely good listener of synthesized speech. And it wouldn't matter what synthesized speech you were listening for. And a spell checker will not help you, although we'll see a case later where I do kind of use one. But generally speaking, the system will always dictate words. It will never give you a word that is misspelled. It will simply give you a word, perhaps, that makes absolutely no sense in the context and probably shouldn't have been there. Well, shouldn't have been there at all, because it is, after all, a computer. I can't find a link to the article. David Pogue explained why, in his opinion, much as he loves voice input, speech recognition, it's not going to ever reach 100% accuracy. I suspect that it will at some point down the road, but the examples he gave were very telling. And the case I just described to you is a lot less telling than those. So Windows Vista speech recognition is very good. However, it will make errors. Some of them you can improve this to some degree by using the correction process that we'll talk about. But even at that, it's still going to make errors. It won't be as accurate, I'm sure, as Dragon Naturally Speaking version 9. You can, with some of the limitations that I will talk about, use Windows Vista speech recognition hands-free. You can also use it to do command and control, which means you can open programs and close programs and switch between different programs. You know, it's not limited to simply using as a dictation system. That's, in this sense, it's all very powerful. As we'll find out, it does have an totally unadvertised limited macro capability, making it possible to automate some tasks, or at least, you know, say some things in shorter term that would take you more syllables to say. Let's talk for a minute about the range of possibilities you have for doing speech recognition and the range of access possibilities. The top of the line is Dragon Naturally Speaking version 9 Professional. And that program gives you a scripting capability similar to, I suspect, what we're going to have in WindowEyes version 7 and lots of other programs. So you can really do some powerful automation there if you know what you're doing or if somebody else does, and a lot of people do. In addition, that is going to be the program that is going to give you the most access in terms of speech and Braille output, because you can use JSAY with JAWS, a combination of JAWS scripts and Dragon Naturally Speaking scripts, to have thorough access to the system in terms of being able to use command and control, to know what you're doing, to give screen reader controls, commands, and also to do dictation. However, you're going to pay for that. Dragon Naturally Speaking Pro costs in the vicinity of $600, and I haven't verified these prices, so they could be some numbers of dollars off. JAWS, of course, costs in the vicinity of $1,000, and JSAY costs in the vicinity of $600, if I recall. Again, I could be slightly off because I haven't verified these prices. That's what you need if you're going to have the most complete access to speech recognition. Less access, because you can't use JSAY, but Dragon Naturally Speaking Preferred, that has come down in price. You can get that, I think, for under $100 now sometimes. Doesn't have the same scripting capability, but it has a macro capability, and it has all the recognition power of Dragon Naturally Speaking version 9, which, again, is going to be better than what Vista's speech recognition that we're going to describe here and demonstrate here is going to provide. As far as training goes, the folks at the ATC have put together a couple of trainings which you can buy on CD. They're probably in the vicinity of 2 hours each. Each costs $50. One is using Dragon Naturally Speaking with screen access with screen readers, and the other is Advanced Dragon Naturally Speaking. I have not listened to them, so I'm not familiar with how in-depth they go or what tricks they provide you for using Dragon Naturally Speaking with screen readers. Generally speaking, it is my impression that with Naturally Speaking preferred, with anything other than JSAY using Naturally Speaking, you may have a difficult time accessing the correction dialogues and perhaps the training. The correction dialogues are very important, as we'll see, because that's how you improve the accuracy of the system. However, and again, I have not tested things, so I don't know how they work, say, for example, with system access. That's an ace in the hole that I haven't looked into. But again, the primary focus here is Windows Vista speech recognition, because it's free. And if you've got Vista, you've already got it. And if you've got a screen reader, you can access it to some degree. There are two complete or almost complete access solutions, each of which has its pros and cons. One is going to be free to many people. That is going to be system access from Saratech. If you've got internet access, you've got it. You can use SATOGO.com, and you've got system access, and you can run Windows Vista speech recognition with pretty good access, as we will demonstrate. It gives you access to the training. It gives you access to the correction dialogues. It lets you do things in hands-free mode without any kind of limitations. There are some areas of it that are not as strong as the other full-featured access, but then again, that one you're going to pay for. The other full-featured access consists of using JVist from TNT Technologies out of the UK or from Next Generation Technologies in the US. This add-on to JAWS, currently available for JAWS 8, soon to be available for JAWS 9 as I understand it, costs in the vicinity of $130 US. For that, you're going to get a package of JAWS scripts tied to your serial number, which gives you probably better access to the training dialogues than system access does, more control over how text is echoed back for you. Obviously, it gives you, because JAWS gives you Braille access, system access gives you no Braille access, so that's a significant advantage to using JVist. And if you're a JAWS user, of course, then you're already used to it. It gives those are the main advantages to using JVist. And if those are worth the money for you, then that's good. And we'll demonstrate how that works a little bit. You can use other screen readers. You won't have access to the correction dialogue, which is a significant problem in terms of improving accuracy. However, if you don't mind simply editing and correcting and not improving the program's overall correction capabilities or dictation capabilities, you can use your favorite screen reader without any other enhancement. In case of WindowEyes, I happen to love using it with its Braille support because it's such a powerful Braille support that you can do a lot of work with a Braille display and really not have to use the computer keyboard at all if you don't want to. The folks at TNT Consultancy are aware of a few bugs that still exist in the current version of JVist with JAWS 8. Apparently an upgrade of JAWS 9 has been publicly announced, and that upgrade is supposed to improve matters for JVist users, and so we can look forward to that. They are aware of that, they are working on it, and they are working on making this a really solid product. I think this is enough preliminary comments. Let's get into some demonstrations and explanations of how to use the system. So the first thing you have to do is to start speech recognition. You can have multiple profiles on one computer. You can have multiple users on one computer, and each user can have many profiles based on the recording conditions that they're recording in. It is highly desirable to use a headset microphone, and it is probably going to be desirable if you're going to use one of the full-featured systems of either JVist or System Access, which is constantly echoing back the results to you, that you use headphones so that the recording system, the speech recognition system, isn't being confused by hearing speech output and throwing in extra words that you don't want. To start speech recognition, you go to the control panel and hit S until you hear speech, or you can also type in speech if you're using the interactive control panel, and you'll get to speech recognition very quickly. This opens up a dialogue that you can tab through. One of the links is going to be to start speech recognition. I actually copied the that applet to the desktop, so I don't have to go to the control panel. But the usual routine is to go to the control panel to do it. In this case, I won't demonstrate that exact process. What I will show you instead is what it's like to create a new profile, because I will start a new profile on my computer for the purpose of this recording. And once I start that profile, it will be the same as launching speech recognition for the first time, so you will see the process. I'll start out using JVIST to show you a little bit of that, and then we'll switch for the bulk of the time probably to using System Access. In order to do this, by the way, you go into the Advanced Speech Options, you tab to the New Profile button, and you hit space on that, and that's what we're going to get to here momentarily. So I'm going to press space on the New button.
Dean, add a profile dialog. Please enter your name and describe your environment. A good example.
So we want to put in a name of the profile. It has to be a one-word name. A lot of times people will use multiple words joined by capitals. I'm going to simply call this Tech Talk. Key Echo is not on. Maybe I should turn it on for this purpose.
Add a profile dialog. Run JAWS Manager dialog.
And that was the wrong keystroke.
Characters.
There we go. Let's try that again. So let's, now that we have Key Echo on, I'll type in Tech Talk.
T-E-K-K-T-A-A-L-L-K-K. Tab OK button. New button, Alt plus N. John Profiles. Profiles store information about how to recognize your voice. Change a profile to recognize a different voice or a different noise. Environment, new Tech Talk. Speech recognition is minimized during configuration. Headset, microphone, radio button not checked. 1 of 3.
All right, we've got a very variety of pieces of information there. You heard a rising, a lowering sound. That meant that my microphone went into sleep mode. A rising sound and then a lowering sound again. That means that right now the microphone isn't listening. You'll get very familiar with these sounds very soon. Vista does a good job of communicating what's going on with sounds. It's one of the things I like about Vista. We have a choice of what kind of microphone to use. Everybody recommends a headset microphone as opposed to some kind of a desktop mic or other kind of mic. But if you're using another kind of mic, then you'll have to deal with that. But I'm using a headset mic. That's the default radio button. I'm going to hit enter. Pretty soon we're going to get to a situation where we have to repeat a couple sentences for the computer so it can test the microphone so it can know, whether it actually is working. So let's hit enter.
Microphone setup wizard. Next button, Alt plus N.
And there's a dialog box here that just kind of explains what's going on. I'm not going to bother to read it. You can with your screen reader's screen review keys. What this dialog explains is how to place the microphone. You want the microphone off to the side of your mouth and about an inch below. If you talk directly into it or if it's too close, particularly you're going to have speech recognition problems, so the microphone needs to be properly placed. As soon as I hit space on this button here, we're going to be given a phrase to say. JVIST gives you this broken down into smaller groups than does System Access, but both of them give you easy access to it. But there's a little bit of difference. You'll see that because we'll do a little bit of training in a minute here with System Access and JVIST, and you'll see that JVIST breaks the phrases down a little bit into smaller pieces. All right, I'm going to hit next to start this process of making sure the microphone can hear me.
Please press the JVIST key to hear what text needs to be spoken. Progress bar, 0%. Please press the JVIST key to hear what text needs to be spoken. Please press the JVIST. Peter dictates to his computer.
Peter dictates to his computer.
He prefers it to typing.
He prefers it to typing.
And particularly prefers it to pen and paper.
And particularly prefers it to pen and paper.
Please now press the tab key repeatedly to move to the next button, then press space bar. Next button.
I actually did this twice. The first time the computer heard nothing, and the way I knew that was to hit JAWS key B, insert B, the read dialog box key in JAWS, and have it tell me that it didn't hear anything. And the second time I did it, it heard just fine. So this can happen. I've sometimes had to repeat this process several times for whatever reason. The JVIST key, I didn't tell you before, is the grave accent key, one of those keys that most of us wonder why we have it. Well, the folks at TNT Technologies are very good about using that key for their programs, and it's kind of nice to have it put to use as opposed to having no purpose. So that key is used in training and in this setup process to repeat and to tell you the things that we are to say. And you'll find that System Access is going to use that same key in the training process. So I've now hit the next button, and let's find out what happened. I'm going to hit the JVist key.
Your microphone is now set up. Please press the tab key to move to the next button, then press space bar.
Actually, the button is the finish button.
Finish button. Please press the space bar.
Space.
Finish button. Text. Speech recognition options. Advanced speech options link. Alt plus A. Speech recognition configuration is finished. Speech properties dialog. Speech recognition page. Recognition profiles. New button. Alt plus N. Tech talk.
So, we heard the microphone sound go up, which meant that the microphone was on. I hit a key, which in the case of JVist is Windows and Control at the same time, the Start menu key and the Control key at the same time, to turn it back off again, to put it in sleep mode. That's a nice feature of JVist. System Access doesn't have a key like that. You simply can use your voice, which is okay. You can use your voice in JVist also. We're going to show that here in a little while. Now, if you're creating, if you're starting out for the first time, they recommend, and they're right to recommend this, that you do some training. Speech recognition, Vista Speech Recognition, does not have as much training possibilities at all as does Dragon Naturally Speaking. You only have two short texts that you can choose, and there's no other way to get any others. Dragon gives you lots of training text possibilities. So there are also some other options to look at in terms of setting up this particular profile. I'm going to tab now through the dialog that we have for this profile, which will be the same dialog that will come up for you if you're starting fresh.
Recognition profiles, train profile button, alt plus
train
T.
Profile is where we're going to do a little bit of training, which we'll do after I talk about the rest of these choices.
User settings, run speech recognition at startup, checkbox not checked, alt plus R.
So by default, speech recognition does not run at startup. If it's going to be your primary method of keyboard entry, you may want to have it turn on automatically because it saves some time.
User settings, allow computer to review your documents and mail to improve speech recognition accuracy. Checkbox checked. Alt plus O.
This is a setting. Most people recommend leaving this on. It allows Windows speech recognition to gain access to your documents and your email. Nothing else is done with them except it incorporates uncommon words and largely proper names into the speech recognition vocabulary so that when you then dictate them, it'll recognize them. The folks at TNT Consulting and Next Generation Technologies don't recommend this. Apparently, they've had experience that it actually complicates people's lives. Personally, I like it. I've had good luck with it, and I'm glad I have it checked, so try it both ways.
User settings, number of spaces to insert after punctuation. Combo box, 2 of 2, alt plus P.
That's a setting you can choose or leave alone.
Microphone audio input button, alt plus I.
You can go in and change your microphone if you need to.
Microphone advanced button, alt plus A.
And you can also get in and change volume control, you know, exactly what channel is being used for by the microphone.
Microphone configure microphone, but OK button, cancel. Speech recognition tab, speech recognition tab.
And I'm going to work my way back around to the train profile button.
Language combo box, graphic 416, tech talk check. Recognition profiles, new button, alt plus N.
I've got several profiles on this computer, one of which is now Tech Talk. That's the active profile. I can arrow up and down to choose different profiles.
Recognition profiles, delete. Recognition profiles, train profile button, alt plus
N. All right, here we are now on the train profile button, which allows us to train this profile. I'm going to hit space. And again, even if this is your first profile, you'll come to the same general place and you'll be able to access training.
Speech recognition is minimized during configuration. Next button, please press the space bar. Speech recognition voice training. Next button, alt plus N.
All right, this is just an introductory dialogue. I will hit space.
Pause button, alt plus P. Pause button, alt plus P. I am now speaking to my computer.
I am now speaking to my computer.
Ready. The computer is learning the sound of my voice as I speak.
The computer is learning the sound of my voice as I speak.
Ready. This will help the computer better recognize what I say.
This will help the computer better recognize what I say.
This will help the computer better recognize what I say. Ready. Speech recognition can recognize many speakers very accurately.
Speech recognition can recognize many speakers very accurately.
Ready. But training the computer will provide an even better experience.
But training the computer will provide an even better experience.
Ready. Progress bar, 8, cancel button. Pause button, alt plus P. Resume button, alt plus R.
So I paused that, so right now I can talk normally. That's how JVist handles this. I made one mistake there as I was going along. The idea is to press the JVist key, the grave accent key, after you hear the word ready, and it tells you, and then you can go ahead and it will feed you the next chunk of text to read. We're going to switch now. We're going to do a little bit more of this with System Access. System Access gives you almost as good an access, although perhaps sometimes the chunks are larger, and it doesn't tell you, there's no ready prompt that tells you when you're able to go forward. But otherwise, you have good access with system access, and that's what we're going to find out here right about now. Resume.
Pause button. Alt-P. Training text. Please read the following text out loud.
8% done.
There will be fewer mistakes when dictating.
There will be fewer mistakes when dictating.
10% done.
And when I give voice commands such as...
And when I give voice commands such as...
11% done.
Correct that.
Correct that.
13% done.
Go to the end of the sentence.
Go to the end of the sentence. Go to the end of the sentence.
15% done.
And start WordPad.
And start WordPad.
16% done.
The system will be better able to understand what I say.
The system will be better able to understand what I say.
18% done.
Some advice for speech recognition users.
Some advice for speech recognition users.
20% done.
By now, you have probably already used speech recognition a little. 20. Cancel button. Speech recognition options. Speech recognition configuration has finished. Advanced speech options. Speech properties.
Stop
speech
listening.
Recognition tab. Recognition profiles. Train profile. Button. Alt-T.
So we didn't need to go through any more of that training. You see how it works, and you can easily go through it yourself if you want to find out the tips for speech recognition users. And as is the case with JVist, if you're using system access, if you miss the prompt, you hit the grave accent key, and it's repeated for you. And system access gives you the percentages kind of automatically. That's how you know when you've accomplished something, is almost always the percentage is read out to you. All right, so that's this profile is kind of trained. We're going to use it anyway and just do some recording. I'm going to be a lot more hands-free in this recording than a lot of you are going to want to be, but I want to do this so that you can see that it is possible. I'll give lots of commands. Sometimes it'll become fairly obvious what I'm doing as I'm doing it, I think. So let's first just get started. You can dictate into Microsoft applications. There's a checkbox there's an advanced options dialog that allows you to dictate into all programs. However, when you do that, I've done it, and it's okay, but the subset of the commands that are accepted is lower. So it's really, you're going to get better results. And certainly with JVist, it works a whole lot better when you're using Microsoft applications than when you're trying to use, you know, like I used EdSharp for a little while, and it sort of worked, but it's not as effective. And I hate to say this, I never thought I would say a positive thing about this program, but WordPad actually comes in really handy for this. It's a great program to dictate into. It's pretty responsive, it accepts the commands, and it just works pretty nicely. So that's what we're actually going to start out with. Before I start, an overall point. This program is remarkably poorly documented. For a program that has as much capability as it has, it just is not easy to find everything that it can do. I will put, if you want it, a link up once we get back into live talk here. I'll put in the text area a link to one of the developers who has listed all the commands that speech recognition is listening for. Now, it's not the easiest thing to read. It's a rather big table with all kinds of different options, but if you really want to know what all it can do, that's the place to find out. I've discovered lots of things. The little bit of documentation they give you in the help system tells you some stuff, but doesn't tell you everything. I'll be telling you more than it does. I mentioned that there's no keystroke in Windows in System Access to turn on and off the microphone. Well, this is an example of poor documentation, or it's an example of the stupidity of your particular presenter here, because, indeed, the Control Windows key turns on and off the microphone when I'm using System Access. So, apparently, that isn't a keystroke that's limited to use in JVist. That's a system-wide keystroke that I did not know about. I hadn't seen anywhere, unless the fact that I had run JVist somehow, but I would think that since JAWS is totally out of memory now, that keystroke must belong to System Access, or in fact probably belongs to Windows. Anyway, that's good to know. The keystroke, as you noticed, we have Start Listening and Stop Listening are the two keystrokes that you use. And the danger, of course, of this, one thing that Dragon has in its options that speech recognition doesn't, is the ability to disable that start listening, stop listening feature. Now, obviously, if you're being really hands-free, you want it. But the other side of that coin is if you're sitting there talking on the phone and the system hears you say start listening, even if you didn't really say it, I just got away with something there, then it's going to pick up and start dictating all manner of stuff that you probably really didn't want it to dictate. So that's the deal. I will start now. We'll see if it hears me this time, even though it didn't hear me last time, and I'm glad because I didn't want it to. Start listening. Start WordPad.
Document WordPad. Rich text window. Editable text. Blank.
Stop listening. Stop listening. Okay, I used the keystroke there. Those little beeps, those are the confused sound. Those are the I don't understand what you're saying sound. And I've actually had a little problem with this profile off mic. Things that I can do with my other profile I find I can't do with this one, which is interesting and it's good to tell you about. In the other profile, I can use a command to switch to inbox and it will take me into my inbox. No way is it going to do that in this profile. I can still get there. I just have to say switch to Outlook. And that's another difference between speech recognition and Dragon. In Dragon, you can actually train commands. If a command isn't doing what you want, you train it. Speech recognition, to my knowledge, doesn't offer you the choice to train a command, and it probably really doesn't offer that choice. So we'll see, and in any case, what's happening is instructive, and I'll tell you the difference between this semi-trained profile and the one I've been using for a while as differences arise. Start listening. Hello, comma. This will be my first dictation, period.
Hello, this will be my first dictation.
That first sentence went very well, exclamation point.
That first sentence went very well.
Stop listening. One thing you'll notice is I have my punctuation turned off in System Access, and perhaps I should turn it on, but when I do this, I tend to have it off. And you have to say your punctuation. That's another thing that Dragon lets you do is to train punctuation marks, although I've had very good luck with System Access as far as that's concerned. It recognizes punctuation really well. We'll do a little bit more of that. One way that you can tell in this instance with punctuation off on my system is if I don't hear anything, I assume it's recognized it. If it didn't recognize it, if it didn't treat it as a punctuation mark, it would have said a word, and that would have been a problem. So you have to use some intuition and logic when you're dealing with this stuff. Start listening. Pretty soon, comma, I'm going to want this system to make a mistake, period.
Pretty soon, I'm going to want the system to make a mistake.
Stop listening. I think perhaps it just did. And actually, let's demonstrate something that we can do. I could do it faster with the keyboard, but I'm going to do it without the keyboard. I meant to say this system, but did I really say that, number one? And if I did really say it, was it heard properly? We're going to find out. Start listening. Go back 5 words. Press Control right arrow.
Make.
Press Control right arrow.
A.
Go back 4 words. Press Control right arrow.
System.
Press Control left arrow.
The.
Press Shift Control right arrow.
The. Selected.
Correct that.
This alternate panel. Say the number next to the item you want, followed by OK. 1, the, T, H, E, 2, the, T, this, T, H, I, S.
2 of 9.
OK button.
Alternate panel closed.
This.
Stop listening. This is, of course, the beauty of JVist and System Access. You have access to the correction dialog. I have an option turned on in the advanced dictation options that lets me hear what I said so that when I go into the correction dialog, I can see, okay, did I say that right, at which point I want the system to correct it, or did I say it wrong? If I said it wrong, clearly I don't want speech recognition to to correct it because that wasn't speech recognition's fault. It was my fault. In this case, it's kind of borderline, but I did say this. However, I said it fairly quickly, and the system heard me say the. Well, I really meant this, so I corrected it. The theory is, and I found this to be not as true as they say, next time I make a similar mistake, it's not supposed to make that mistake again. I found it takes several corrections. When I really want it to happen, you have to sort of use a sledgehammer approach with this thing to get it to work, but eventually it does. And that really wasn't a very serious error. Matt Campbell, in his well-produced podcast available on Blind Cool Tech and doubtless on the Saratech site also for how to use system access with speech recognition, says you can't do what I just did hands-free. Well, yes, you can. However, there are commands, as we'll see, that allow you to select text. And when you select text using those select commands, system access doesn't speak. But when you use the keyboard commands, it does. So you just have to know the keyboard commands for doing things. That you're going to find, at least I certainly find, that I get all kinds of mileage with speech recognition by knowing keyboard commands. You can do all manner of things with those. At first, I didn't think you could, but usually after a couple of times with a profile, it starts recognizing those commands really well and does great stuff. The advantage of JVist over System Access, perhaps, when you go into the corrections dialog with JVist, you can arrow through the choices so you can see how the choices are spelled. In System Access, as you arrow up and down through the different choices in the corrections dialog, your choice to hear the spelling is to listen to it spelled out. You don't have any access to the mouse dialog or to the arrow keys for looking at how things are spelled. So it may be a little bit slower to do it with JVist. On the other hand, or with System Access. On the other hand, with System Access, you can be 100% hands-free here if you want to be. And the reason for that is with JVist, you have to hit the JVist modifier key, which on the laptop keyboard is caps lock shift, and then that's with that modifier, you hit that with enter in order to close this dialog. If you close it any other way, JAWS is confused and doesn't know that you've left it, whereas with System Access, you can close it by voice, by saying the number. I didn't do that, and I will do that at some other point. By saying the number of the choice, or as I did this with keyboard, and I simply hit enter, and it made the choice and filled the word in that I want, so that presumably the recognition engine has learned a little something, and presumably, and definitely, my document says what I wanted it to say. Start listening. Go to end of document. Press right arrow. Stop listening. I did that right arrow thing so I'd know that the command worked, although I could have known that because no text was echoed. So that command really did work. Start listening. New paragraph. We're going to say a few more sentences, comma, then we'll demonstrate some navigation, period.
We're going to say a few more sentences, then we'll demonstrate some navigation.
I very much enjoy writing this way, period.
Enjoy writing this way.
I find it's most effective for me, period. I'm able to be much more detailed, comma, and to give much more clear explanations to people if I am writing in this manner, period.
I'm able to be much more detailed and to give much more clear explanations to people if I'm writing in this manner.
Go back two words. Press control right arrow.
Period.
Press control left arrow.
Matter.
Press right arrow.
A.
Press right arrow.
T.
Press control left arrow.
Matter.
Press shift control right arrow.
Matter. Selected.
Correct that. Matter.
Alternate panel. Say the number next to the item you want, followed by OK. 1. Matter. M. A. T. T. E. R. 2. Manner. M. A. N. N. E.
Number 2.
R, 3. Manner.
OK.
M. A. N. N. E. R.
2 of 9. Alternate panel closed.
Manner.
Stop listening. So that was an entirely hands-free correction that I made there. And again, it was somewhat questionable, but I did say manner, and I think the system, I think that's what I heard myself saying, so I decided to correct it. If I had said something that wasn't right, if I'd stuttered or thought I said the right thing but really didn't say the right thing, then I wouldn't have corrected. I would have simply used the keyboard, whether it be through hands-free commands, which we can do, or using the keyboard, depending on how hands-free you want to get, to make the correction. Start listening. Go back two sentences. Press Control right arrow.
Find.
Press Control right arrow.
It's.
Press right arrow.
T.
Press right arrow.
S.
Press Control left arrow.
It's.
Press Shift Control right arrow.
It's selected.
Correct that.
It's.
Alternate panel. Say the number next to the item you want, followed by OK. 1. It's. I. T. S. 2. It's. I. T. Apostrophe. S.
Number 2.
Three, it.
OK.
I. T. Apostrophe. S.
2 of 9. Alternate panel closed.
It's.
Press Control right arrow.
Effective.
Press right arrow.
F.
Press right arrow.
F.
Press right arrow.
E.
Press right arrow.
C.
Press right arrow.
T.
Press right arrow.
I.
Stop listening. Hearing as I am through a kind of a screen reader I use less often, and also through the I'm using the PTR2 to record this whole thing. I wasn't sure if that said affected or effective. It actually said effective, which is good. But the it's was definitely an error. Usually it gets those right, but sometimes it doesn't. It just, as I say, it makes grammar errors that don't make any sense. And I think Dragon Naturally Speaking 9 probably makes fewer of them. Let's demonstrate a little more navigation. Start listening. Go to top of document. Press left arrow. Go to bottom of document. Press Control Home.
Hello, this will be my first dictation. That first sentence went very.
Press Control End.
More clear explanations to people if I'm writing in this manner.
Press Control Up Arrow.
We're going to say a few more sentences, then we'll demonstrate some navigation. I very much enjoy writing this way. I
press Control Up Arrow.
I'm able to be blank.
Press Control Up Arrow.
Hello, this will be my first dictation.
Press Control Down Arrow.
Went very well. Blank.
Stop listening. So as you can see, there are equivalent commands to jump all over the document, some that there really aren't equivalent keyboard commands for, like the sentences, and also to move by paragraphs and to move through the full extent of the document. And you can move by multiple units in all kinds of cases. You can go back 10 words, you can go back up to 20. 20 seems to be the limit on these, by sentences, paragraphs. So all kinds of navigation is possible. And in the case of JAWS, you can't do what I was doing here with the arrow keys and get feedback. In the case of System Access and with Window Eyes, you can. With Window Eyes, you have really good control if you use their cursoring keys to give yourself control over what you hear when you dictate a particular keystroke. When you give the particular commands, as you saw in pretty much all programs, if I say go to the top of the document, it's going to go there, but it's not going to give me any feedback. Whereas if I say Control Home, it's going to go there and it's going to give feedback. You have to precede keyboard commands almost always with the word press. It gets a little confusing because sometimes there's a few you don't have to. Tab and Enter, you don't have to say press. However, Shift Tab, you do. So it's probably better to say press in all cases. Let's play with email a little bit. I'm going to go to Outlook. I'm going to pretend like I want to reply to a message. I'm going to change the account that message is going to be sent from of my three accounts I have set up in Outlook, and I'm going to change the subject of the message as well. Start listening. Switch to Outlook.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook. Unread. Patricia Glazer. Subject read. Quarterly reports.
Stop listening. There are a couple ways I can do this, of course. Let's first demonstrate using the menus. Start listening. Actions.
Actions. New mail message. Control N.
Press down arrow.
New mail message using submenu.
Press down arrow.
M. Follow up submenu.
Press down arrow.
U. Categorize submenu. I.
Reply. Stop listening. Okay, didn't like that too well. Sometimes I experiment with things that don't work. You can't hit a word like that. You have to hit the letter. I could have said press R and it would have worked. I used the keystroke, Windows Control, to shut it up. I could have said cancel to get out of the confusion system it was in because it didn't honestly know what I was saying there, and then and gone from there. But instead, I kind of cheated. It's nice having that keystroke. I'm glad to know that. If I hadn't made this program, I wouldn't have known that that keystroke worked in System Access and everywhere else, probably, for that matter. Start listening. Cancel. Cancel.
Menu closed. Unread. Patricia Glazer, subject read, quarterly reports.
Press Control R.
Read, quarterly reports message HTML. This message will be sent via...
Press Alt A.
Press Alt A.
Press Alt A.
Menu opened. One driver Earthlink net. Checked.
Press down
One.
Arrow.
Two biz.
Enter.
Two. Menu closed. Account button. Alt A.
Press Alt U.
Subject, editable text. Read quarterly reports.
Press Control A. Delete.
Read quarterly reports. Deleted.
When I'm done, comma, this message will have a totally new subject line. Tab.
When I'm done, message, editable text. Press Alt. Start of document.
Stop listening. We're not going to reply to this message, but that shows you some of the things you can do with Outlook. You can obviously read messages using the arrow keys. You can write them. It's obviously, you know, however hands-free you want to get with this system, you can do. And with my other profile, I would never have had a problem with the press Alt A keystroke. It's responded every time. This time, since this is a new profile and I haven't really trained it, it took me twice, but then it accepted and jumped me to my accounts list so I could select the account I wanted to send the message from. So off mic, I got rid of that useless message that I wasn't going to send anyway. So let's demonstrate a few other navigation tricks, and then I'm going to do some more obscure things that aren't very well documented. Start listening. Show desktop.
List. JAWS 8.0. Size 941 bytes. Type. Shortcut. Date modified. 4/5/2008. 10:50 p.m.
7/41.
Start menu.
Start menu. Start search. Editable text. Blank.
Escape.
Start button.
Switch to WordPad.
Document WordPad. Rich text window.
Go to end of document. Stop listening. There are two ways to input text so that you really know exactly what you're getting. If you have something complicated, you can use the spelling command and you can use the typing mode, and I'll demonstrate these. Of the two, I actually prefer typing mode, which is not very well documented, but which I sort of like. I've had more difficulty with the spelling command. We'll demonstrate this. The advantage of the spelling command with System Access or with JVist is you get some feedback. Typing mode, you don't exactly, but I'll show you what's going to happen anyway. So let's try it. Start listening. New paragraph. I want to write a Canadian postal code, colon.
I want to write a Canadian postal code.
Start typing. Space. Shift G. 1, Shift B, space. 2, Shift Y, Shift W, space. Stop typing. Stop listening. All right, I haven't looked at that yet, but in typing mode, you can simply say keystrokes. Any character, any keystroke, you can simply say it. And it'll be input. You won't get any feedback at all from any system on this. It'll bypass the keyboard drivers. I was hoping maybe it wouldn't, but it does, so you can't do clever things like generate screen reader commands this way. The little beep you heard both times after I input those strings had nothing to do with speech recognition or with system access. It had to do with tiny spell. I said that ordinarily, when you dictate, you're always going to get words. But this time, of course, I wasn't getting a word that any program is going to recognize. And I leave tiny spell in memory, my favorite little, what they used to call terminate and stay resident. They don't use that term anymore, but little spell checker that sits there in the background and beeps whenever it recognizes that I've typed something that isn't really a word, because with that program there, I get an ID, I get an indication that things are working. I also know that it worked because the system didn't echo my command to start typing and stop typing. Otherwise, I would have heard those echoed back and they would have been part of the document and it would have missed the commands. And as it happens, I don't type Canadian postal codes often, so I made a mistake. I went too fast. When you're doing this, if you say caps, it turns the caps lock key on, and then saying it again will flip the status the other direction. And actually, system access will tell you the status of the caps lock key as you're going along. Using shift, as I did, you don't get that indication. If you say these characters at all quickly, though, you'll have what happened to me here, which was I said whatever I said, shift Y 2, well, I said it too fast, and so the 2 ended up being shifted, so I ended up with an at sign. Anyway, you'll learn if you're going to do this kind of thing. The other mode is spelling. I haven't had as good luck with it, even though you do get feedback. It doesn't appear to work very well with numbers at all, so mixed words like the Canadian postal code trick won't work this way. But let's spell something and just see how it goes. Spell it.
Spelling panel. Spell the word in a clear voice.
Spelling panel closed.
Spell it.
Spelling panel. Spell the word in a clear voice.
Caps G. I.
V.
E.
E.
Space.
Space.
M.
M.
E.
E.
Space.
Space.
T. H. E.
T. H. E.
Space.
Space.
M. O. N. E. Y. Period.
M. O. N. E. Y. Period.
Not available in the spelling panel. Press escape to close.
Okay.
Spelling panel closed.
Give me the money.
Stop listening. Well, you see, it missed the capital, and I forgot, in system access, you can't do this. In JViz, you can hit, you're supposed to be able to, in system access, do this, but in my experience, it doesn't work to hit modifier up arrow.
Tim modifier up arrow.
And we just had the experience of the system turning on and deciding I wanted it to speak when I didn't. Fortunately, I had the keystroke that I could reach over and hit. You're supposed to be able to hit modifier up arrow, caps lock up arrow, and read what it's spelled. And it doesn't work in system access. It does work in JVist. As I say, I don't like that mode very well anyway, so I don't use it very much. I use the typing mode, which I find to work very nicely for me, since I don't do Canadian postal codes. And if I did, I'd figure out a way around it. But those are some modes that, especially the typing mode, isn't very well documented. And I actually find, at first, I had to train the command a little bit by just repeating it over and over, and eventually it worked. And when it did, I find that I can very frequently get odd things into my documents and have exactly what I want when I'm done. We'll finish here by talking about the macro capability and the dictionary, which aren't synonymous with each other. The dictionary lets you add words that you say that the system doesn't recognize right, and to train their pronunciation. And while you're at it, the undocumented macro capability lets you create a phrase of up to 125 characters and give it a totally unrelated pronunciation to what it would ordinarily sound like, and have it come out just fine in the dictation process. Let's see if the ones I've got in here are going to work. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. Start listening. New paragraph.
I really enjoy creating top tech tidbits for Thursday.
And one of my favorite sources for information is FF.
And one of my favorite sources for information is Brad's Ad Companion.
Period. Stop listening. Well, there's two for two. It doesn't always work that well, but when it does, it's really nice. And that's kind of the way it is with speech recognition. It's pretty nice when it works. So let's demonstrate the dictionary a little bit. With JVist, you have commands to get there. And all this stuff, by the way, you can use the system tray, your screen reader's system tray command, or Windows B, the ordinary system tray command provided by Windows, to have other keyboard access. You can turn speech recognition off entirely. Let's demonstrate that just so you hear the sound. I'll use the system tray, Windows B.
Notification area toolbar, system access button, speech recognition is sleeping button.
And hit the right arrow, or the right mouse button, actually the applications key.
Menu opened. On, listen to everything I say. Sleep, listen only for start listening. Off, do not listen to anything I say. Menu closed.
And now it's off. It won't hear anything. Now I'll have to use the keyboard command to turn it on the system tray so that we can get it back. JVist, I think you'd be able to go into the JVist menu and do this, which is JVist modifier F10. Speaking of JVist, I should mention there are three echo modes in JVist. That's one of its strengths. You can actually have the echo doing about what it's been doing in system access, echoing phrases. You can have it echoing sentences. However, in my test, that didn't work. And you can have it off. Often, that's what I want. If I'm really going to town here, just rattling off a bunch of text that I'm going to correct later, I don't want to hear it dictate back, repeat back. I don't want to have to wear headphones and have the system be constantly picking up sounds that it shouldn't be picking up from the speech output. I don't want to be distracted. I just want to dictate. Then I'll go back and correct later. Well, that's where nice echo off is handy. And if you have a Braille display, echo off is positively wonderful. And so often I will dictate in Window Eyes or JAWS where there's not echo, without even having JVist involved, where there's no echo possible, just because I just want to get some text in there and I want to do it fast. So I'm going to go into the dictionary. I'll use the command. We'll see if it works. You can always get there by either through the system tray or if you're using JVist through its menu. But this command, I've had a little trouble with this command sometimes, but we'll see if it's going to work for me now. First, I will edit an existing entry. I'll change the pronunciation that I give for top.enterprises, and I will be able to do that totally hands-free. To create an entry, I'm not going to do it hands-free. I'm going to type because I'll want to make sure I get it in there correctly, and I'll just do it with the keyboard. So let's go. Start listening. Open Speech Dictionary.
Speech Dictionary. What do you want to do? Add a new word button.
Tab.
Prevent the word from being dictated.
Tab.
Button. Change existing words button.
Space.
What do you want to do? You can modify an existing entry in the speech dictionary by choosing one of the texts below. Edit the word button.
Space.
Click or say the word you want to edit. Click on the word you want to edit from the list below. List.
Move down 20 lines.
Spiritual Assembly of the Valleys of Everett,
Washington. Down, press down arrow.
20 of 25.
Alter next panel. Say the number next to the item you want, followed by OK. 1.
Cancel.
Press down arrow. T. H. E. Space. P. R.
Press down arrow.
The Ranger Station.
Press down arrow.
21 of 25.
Top dot enterprises.
22 of 25.
Tab.
Next button.
Space.
Alt-N. Word or expression, editable text. Top dot enterprises.
Tab.
Next button.
Space.
Alt-N. Edit your word. To save the changes in your word, click Finish. To ensure your word is dictated properly, you can choose from the following options. Top.enterprises. Pronunciation. If the pronunciation of your word is not obvious, you can record a pronunciation to improve speech recognition accuracy. Record a pronunciation upon finish. Checkbox. Not checked.
Space.
Checked.
Tab.
I want to make more modifications to the speech dictionary upon finish. Checkbox. Not checked.
Tab.
Finish button. Alt F.
Space.
Record a pronunciation. You can record and listen to your pronunciation as many times as you need until you are satisfied with your recording. Click or say record and begin speaking your word in a clear, natural tone. Top dot enterprises. Record button.
Space.
Alt-R. Record a pronunciation.
Biz me.
Record a pronunciation. You can record and
Tab.
Listen to your pronunciation. Listen button.
Space.
Alt-L.
Biz me. Tab.
I want to make more modifications to the speech dictionary upon finish.
Tab.
Checkbox. Finish button.
Space.
Document word pad. Rich text window. Editable text.
Now, comma, we're going to see if that worked, period.
Now, we're going to see if that worked.
As you probably know, comma, the name of my business is BizMe.
The name of my business is Top.Dot Enterprises.
Period. Stop listening. I tend to find it good in these situations to create macros with little short sounds that no way, shape, or form could be a word and which are easy to say, just because that way they're probably going to be easy to recognize. So using nice frontal sounds or just clear, easy sounds to produce whatever that is for you. And, well, so far, BizMe is one for one, and it's easier than making sure Top.Enterprises all gets capitalized properly, because it was all capitalized properly when I wrote it into the dictionary. We'll create another dictionary entry. This time I'll have to type something in, and I'll do it as a macro. Obviously, I wouldn't have to. I could make it, you know, type in a word and have that word be pronounced exactly the way it sounds, but I like the macro capability, and it just takes it one step farther. So we'll go back into the dictionary, and this time we'll add one. You can also, as you saw, delete words if you have something in there that you didn't want. You can get rid of it. A lot of us make lots of mistakes as we're playing around with the dictionary, and so you find yourself using that pretty often. You can also prevent the dictation of a word. If there's some error that the system is making and it's generating a word that you would never say, and you know you would never say it, then you can prevent that word from being the result of a dictation, so that maybe there's a better chance the system is going to get your dictation correct. Start listening. Open Speech Dictionary.
Speech Dictionary. What do you want to do? Add a new word button.
Space.
Word or expression, editable text.
Stop
blank.
Listening. Okay, I don't want to be bothered with the thing hearing me this time. I'm going to write in my business email address, and then I'm going to give that a little funny name, and we'll see how it goes. And actually, I'm a little afraid what I may do may be a little too close to BizMe. We're going to find out what happens. All right, so I'm going to write dean@top.enterprises.com. I don't have echo on here, so you'll just have to accept that that's what I'm doing.
Next button.
And I did, so I hit space.
Add your word. To add your word to the speech dictionary, click finish. To ensure your word is dictated properly, you may choose from the following options. dean@top.enterprises.com. Pronunciation. If the pronunciation of your word is not obvious, you can record a pronunciation to improve speech recognition accuracy. Record a pronunciation upon finish. Checkbox. Not checked.
We'll check that.
Checked. I want to make more modifications to the speech.
So we have this checkbox here that says I want to make more modifications. Is with my experience in the past that sometimes if I left, it's kind of fun. If you know you're going to make several, you might as well just come back into the dictionary. In my experience, when I was going to record a pronunciation once or twice and I had that checked, it caused confusion to the system. So I find it better if I'm going to actually record a pronunciation not to check that. I'm not going to go back into the dictionary. I'm just going to do this one thing.
Finish button. All record a pronunciation. You can record and listen to your
start listening.
Record a
BizMail.
Record a listen button.
BizMail.
I want to make more modifications to the speech dictionary upon finish button. Document word pad. Rich text window. Editable text.
That was a little distorted when we created that, so we're going to see how it goes. We'll find out what happens here. I use the keystroke to shut us up, so we'll start listening and go again. Start listening. New paragraph. BizMe. New line. BizMail.
Top.Enterprises this mail.
And that didn't do well.
And that didn't do well.
New line. BizMail.
dean@top.enterprises.com.
New paragraph. That's better! Exclamation point.
That's better.
I think I've shown you all I can, period.
I think I've shown you all I can.
I'll be happy to answer questions, comma, and even happier if you show me a thing or two.
and even happier if you show me a thing or two.
Period. So, let's return to live time together.
So, let's return to live time together.
Stop listening.